to my life. I can take a wild guess.
You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday night freak show. We got a good one tonight. This wasn't the initial lineup, but it turned out this is going to be better than the initial lineup, I think.
I think so.
We got quite an interesting people in the studio. We have from Flavor Love and also her own musical career and all sorts. I was doing a lot of research on you. Josie will tell you that.
He does a lot of
I do a lot of
girls.
Research on my female guests. And I
A lot.
I saw
he probably did no research on you.
I clicked on a couple things, but I saw a lot of pictures of your beautiful hiney, and we'll talk about that. We have Nappy T.
Thank you.
Nappy T is
Hi,
here.
Hi, everybody. Me and my beautiful hiney.
Beautiful hiney, beautiful hair. And right next to you, I don't know anything about your hiney. Your hair's okay. We have from Eyeball. Eyeball from the band. And you know what? I forgot the band now. The Resistance. You want to get in
See,
the...
See, he did no research whatsoever.
You got to get closer to the mic, Eyeball. Just a little closer to the mic if you could.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because we're having problems here in Eyeball. I don't know if it's the mic or what's going on, but...
And we have a brand new beautiful engineer.
Is there something going on with the mic? Yeah, we're training here. So, but Eyeball's been featured in the Decline of Western Civilization Part 3, which is the one that.
There we go.
There, Eyeball. Okay, great.
Hey.
Great. All right. So, and sorry about the late start. I don't know if it's the punk rock ethic or what's going on, but.
What?
But anyway, so we're gonna jump right in because we're running a little late, so we're gonna go right to it. Before we go to the Hollywood Report, which we love to do, I did want to let you know myself on a note. If you'd like to see Dark Mark, you'd like to help celebrate my birthday, and who wouldn't? Every day is Halloween, so Halloween doesn't end. November 2nd, I will be playing at the Ice House at 9:30, and then we're gonna have a little after party. We're still figuring out the after party, but. Anyway, it doesn't look like Josie's going to make the Ice House show because I think you're going to Rob Zombie, isn't it?
Yes. But I don't know what day I'm going.
Okay. So. Well, we'll see. Well, you'll definitely make the after party.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Or at least you'll show up for the show the following week. We'll
show up for something.
We'll show up for something. Anyway, it's time for the Josie Cat Nappy. You don't know. You probably know Eyeball because you guys know each other.
Yeah.
The whole world of Hollywood revolves around Josie Cat. And here's the Josie Cat Hollywood Report.
Although I love hearing myself.
I'll bet you do.
Your own idiom, you're a punk. And a pretty second-rate punk at that.
Anyway, so Josie, what's the Hollywood Report?
Well, it's not so much of what I did this week, because it was mostly taxes and boring stuff.
Wow, that's...
But what's going to happen?
What's going to happen, Josie?
A lot of cool stuff coming up. This is the big weekend for Wasteland. Wasteland Weekend.
Oh, that's right.
It started up. Out there in the desert.
It's already started up.
The Mad Max warriors are out there.
I've already seen some people with some early reports on that.
Yeah, what'd you see?
I've got a few friends out there, and they're out in the desert. They're tripping out. They're pre-tripping.
Oh, are they?
They're pre-tripping, just a little bit, but before the main party, which will be, I guess, tomorrow and the whole weekend.
Yeah, Saturday's the big night.
Right.
So I'm going out there to film.
Right.
So I'll be
What song is this for?
It's a new song called Road or End of the Road. I'm not sure yet. That's the working title.
And I play the king.
You think you're the king.
You said I was going to play the king. We had this discussion for a year.
We did. And I said, but you're not actually the king. You know, all the chicks always rule in my videos.
I understand that. You killed me in your last one.
And you'll be probably killed again.
But I'll be king.
Not for long.
You'll be feeding me grapes and all of your friends and...
Keep dreaming. Something like that.
Okay, so Wasteland Weekend.
Something like that.
So next week, you're going to have the Wasteland Weekend Josie Cat Report.
Exactly. That's going to be fun.
All right.
And tonight is the Pleasure Chest Party.
Yes, we're going to.
Which, see you there.
Yes.
And...
That's all you need is more paddles.
More paddles. And, I know. I've been giving them out for
more paddles and vibrators.
Weeks.
That's all you need is more vibrators.
Vibrators? I don't have vibrators.
You don't have any vibrators?
Well, they didn't give me any. I mean, I have some. All chicks do. Duh.
I was like, you want to borrow one?
Yeah.
I usually don't.
I might want to borrow one of yours, Nappy. Who knows?
Do you loan yours out?
No, and I don't know why that just came out.
That's an interesting discussion. Now that we got some girls here, let me ask you a question. Seriously, let me ask you a vibrator question. This is going to be completely off topic. I went out with a girl, and she went shopping for me because she threw away her old vibrator that she was with her old boyfriend and got one for me. And I thought that was unusual.
For you.
No, not for me to use, but like...
To use on her.
To use on her.
Yeah.
I was like, well, it's only gone on you. What's the... I don't see why you have to... get a new vibrator just for me.
It was an excuse.
Yeah, I just think it brought back old memories, and she wanted new memories with you.
I've heard women say that when they get a new boyfriend, they get a new vibrator.
Yeah, she probably just wanted one to call it Dark Mark.
Okay, yeah. Well, it was black, but anyway, so... Josie, you have a comment on this?
Oh, geez. I don't even know where to go with that.
Because
so
if you had a different vibrator... If you had a different vibrator for every lover that you've had... It'd be like a mountain. It'd be like a whole, like...
Okay, here's the first Bucky for the night. Bucky Mark.
Well, anyway, so... No, but you've had a lot of lovers. You're like the Mata Hari of the 21st century. You know that.
Where are you getting this from? You've never seen me with anybody.
Actually, you know what? You're right. I've heard things.
You've heard things?
I've heard things, but I've never seen you. I've never seen you.
Okay, we'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, we got Nappy T, and we have...
I
have eyeball hair.
For the Hollywood Report.
Is that the end of the Hollywood Report?
T, how did you get your name?
Isn't it obvious, Josie?
I'm still looking for the lost men in your breast. I can't stop staring. I'm like, are there men in there?
You'd be surprised. I think Histamine just crawled out of your breast.
Sorry.
And Aaliyah from Las Vegas, I think she crawled out of your breast too. I don't know what's going on.
Sorry, they're just nice, that's all I need to say.
They're beautiful. You're not too shabby either,
there's
Nappy
There's a kitchen
tea.
Sink hiding in there, too.
Yeah, no. Okay. You don't want to go. Because we were going to have the magician. Michael Vile was supposed to be on the show, and he
was going
to
pull a rabbit out of my cleavage.
Well, he was going to pull something out of your cleavage. He said he was working on lots of new tricks, and I think they all revolved about
grabbing
your cleavage. Not my ass. You're not pulling anything out of my ass.
Ooh, got some things stuffed up there.
No, there's nothing stuffed up there, Josie. Thanks. Thanks. I don't know what your wildest fantasies have been lately, but there's nothing up my ass. So Nappy Team.
Yes.
Nappy Team.
He changes the subject really quick.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody here, this is gonna be a great show. I can tell already. Everybody here has a really interesting pseudonym. I'm Dark Mark. That's not my real name. My real name is Mark, but it's not Josie Cat. Or your real first name is Josie, but it's not Cat. Eyeball, that may be one of the coolest names I've ever heard
from
some guy.
Yeah, cool.
And then Nappy T, but you also, you were Sweetie on Flavor of Love.
Big change.
Now, here's the thing I read about Flavor of Love. What I was doing, most of my research was looking at pictures of you, and that took up most of my time. And,
okay.
And that was...
pictures of your booty.
There's a lot of booty pictures. Well, here's the thing. When you type in Sweetie Flavor of Love...
Uh-huh.
Almost every woman that has ever been on Flavor Love comes up, and a lot of them are naked.
Oh yeah, I wasn't.
there's pictures of a lot of the Flavor Love girls have gone on to do. I thought I was subscribing to Black Tail. I didn't know what was going on when I put Sweetie Flavor Love and all these black asses come in my face. I was like, this is great, but it's not really helping the show. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think most girls like went on to like, you know, the next thing that you can really do is like be in these magazines where you like poke your booty out and like, hey,
did you get any booty poking offers?
No, I didn't. That really wasn't my thing, you know, because I knew I had another talent that I wanted to explore. So I just didn't go that route.
So Blacktail, Hustler, Playboy, all those, they didn't really.
No. And I guess I could have tried to gone for something like that, but it just wasn't my thing.
Okay. And here's the interesting thing. I confess, I've never seen Flavor Love. I have met Flavor Flav.
Him too. He's a great guy.
He's a cool guy. Yeah.
He's really cool.
And when I met him, I was in Las Vegas. And he lives around the corner.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah. He lives around the corner from my friend Kevin.
Yeah.
And so we went to the gas station right around the corner from the house, and he's filling up his purple go karts at the gas station. And I was like, hey, Flavor. And then he's like, yeah. And then just the whole crowd came out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm Mark, the golf comedian. And he pretended like, yeah, oh, yeah, I heard of you. And so I gave him my card, nothing ever came up. The second time I met him was in Las Vegas. We were at the Stratosphere, and I was with my nephew, and I was like, hey, Flavor. And he was with his girl. He's like, no, you know, I'm just laying by myself. I don't want to take pictures. I'm like, yeah, no, I met you. You know, you live around the corner from my friend Kevin. He's like, oh, you know Kevin? Oh, well, we'll take a picture real quick. He didn't know who Kevin was, but anyway, he was a real nice guy. But he was just in the news, and I like Flavor Flav, and I didn't want to say I like Flavor Flav, but it is
what'd
true from what
pretty
I met.
What'd he do?
They had the top 10 celebrity bad breath.
Oh. I didn't kiss him. Sorry.
Both times I met him, and he didn't have the grill in, and he doesn't floss daily, from what I gathered. But he was a super nice guy.
No.
You're laughing, eyeball.
No, I met him at Universal. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's really nice.
I was in a costume. I was in a 9-foot werewolf costume. Ooh. I don't think I've ever heard a boring. I met Flava Flav's forever. But I was warned that, yeah, Flava Flav's coming through. And he didn't have his braids in, so it looked kind of similar to your hair. And yes. He comes through, and I see him, and I'm in this big costume, and I see him, and I go, Flava Flav! And he comes up, yeah, boy! And
he gives me this
great hug, like he's known me all my life.
That's the way he is. He's just one of these guys.
He's awesome.
Yeah. The world is his friend.
Yeah.
And yeah, so were you
a cool guy.
Were you there for like Hollywood, like the Universal Haunts? Or
no, I was a year-round haunted house worker, but that's how I started, yeah.
Or you just dressed like a werewolf because you dressed like a werewolf?
Why not? No, it was...
Did you turn into a werewolf? I'm not really sure.
They had the Van Helsing maze, which was a year-round attraction.
Oh, okay.
And I was the werewolf. Which was an awesome costume to wear.
A hot one, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. It was cool.
Right. So Flavor Love. Now, the thing that I was interested, I was intrigued that I got from my research, other than you have such a beautiful ass, is that...
there's a couple of men hiding in there. That's where she's got him hiding.
Hopefully by the end of the show, we can take her ass, put it against your breast, and see what we can...
We meet TNA.
That would be a whole... Yeah. And
wrestling team.
And Eyeball and I are going to play checkers on your breast and your ass. But the interesting thing I found out was that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were on the first season.
Yes, I was on the first season.
And the first season, they said... This is a show you're going to be going, vying for dates with a famous rapper. But
yes,
they didn't
a
tell you.
Star, but they didn't tell us who it was.
Oh.
And who did you think it would be?
I go, ooh, maybe Jay-Z and Beyonce broke up.
Right.
I'm excited because I thought it was going to be like, you know, somebody like that.
Nas, Eminem, somebody.
Yes,
like, yeah.
I was like, ooh, I can't wait to find out who it is.
And when you found out.
I was like, oh, no, never mind. I was like, I'm good. And they're like, come on.
But you went on the show, though.
Yeah.
Did you meet him? So you were in the house and they didn't tell you, or?
No, they just didn't tell us, like, in the beginning, like, when we all went. Because my cousin's like, come on, let's go to this. So I was like, all right. And, of course, you know how when you don't want something here, you end up getting it? Because you don't go in with all the nerves and stuff. You're just like, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
So it's like... I was just funny and myself, and so they wanted me, and then they told me later, like, who it was. And then I was like, excuse them now. I was like, oh, no, I don't think so, boo. And they're like, come on, you're really great. It's going to be wonderful. And I was like, all right, I'll do it.
Yeah, the Jay-Z to Flavor Flav. I mean, they're both hip-hop stars, and they're both legends, but Yeah, it was
definitely not what I was expecting.
Right. Still, he was part of one of the coolest like, rap bands. Ever.
No. As far as rap skills, as far as rap bands, Public Enemy is one of the best. There's no question. I don't even like a lot of rap.
Yeah.
Public Enemy's
Public
badass.
Public Enemy is cool.
Badass. Yeah. Josie doesn't like him, but the rest of us do. And Josie's not into rap. She's
So you don't love me, Josie?
No, I love you.
There's a lot of love. Well, we're gonna hear some of your music later.
Okay.
But so what has happened since Flavor Love? When it was on TV, were you like a star? Like everybody was recognizing you everywhere you went?
Yeah, like just wherever. Like if you notice, the name of my album is going to be called Celebrity Waitress, because I cannot tell you how many times you leave the show and you have to go back to your normal life and everybody sees you. And my boss was like, can you come back out again? Like people would be taking their pictures of me after I just waited on them. It's the most funniest thing on the planet. And then I would be in New York. New York is crazy. I would get stopped on the streets of New York everywhere. Escalators, wherever, the elevators, everywhere. Like people want to talk to me and they're like, oh, come on, take pictures. Like, you know, you're taking pictures like you're a little baby or a puppy. It's every 2 seconds somebody wants to take a picture with you.
Right. And that's weird because you're a waitress.
Yeah.
And then you probably get less tips because people think you're already rich. And like.
No, definitely not. I mean, they definitely was excited that they got to meet me and would leave me more.
Because they
don't know how you're going to be. I think like I've been told before and I've experienced it where like every waitress here wants to be a celebrity, so she's annoyed that she's waiting tables.
Right.
And I'm just happy and fun, and I'm having a good time, and I'm not caught up in it. So, you know, I end up getting a lot of love. So it's that people appreciate the fact that I'm not freaking out that I have to serve someone, but I personally believe that leadership is service in my own sexy way. So, you know.
Can you say that again?
Leadership is service.
Oh, by the way, Josie, did you say hello to the Dark Minions yet?
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yeah, that's something that we've kind of gone away from. I don't know what happened, but we're going to bring it back.
I don't know, but all of a sudden, I want to be a minion. Yes.
These are the people that listen to the Dark Mark Show, watch the Dark Mark Show. If you have any questions for Sweetie, for Lady T, for Eyeball, even Josie Cat, who knows, 1-800-893-9562. Give us a call.
Oh, we get callers now.
I don't know. Who knows?
We haven't done the caller thing yet.
Well, it's funny. I think the first couple episodes, we had a bunch of people trying to call in, and I just didn't look at the screen, so I was so caught up in the conversation that it's weird. And we got big stars now.
Yeah,
Chris Gore was on last week. Now we have Nappy T. We have Eyeball. I feel like you know, Jimmy Kimmel or something. It's crazy.
But Eyeball. I was like, let's fake a twerking thing. Remember how he faked the twerking thing?
Are you going to twerk for us?
Well, later.
Nappy's going to. When we play Nappy's song, she's going to twerk to the song. And I think, Eyeball, do you twerk?
I've just found out about the whole twerking thing, but yeah.
You're working on it?
Sure, why not?
So you came to LA, and you were in the band
The Resistance.
The Resistance. Okay. So where were you from originally?
I'm from LA. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you've been here. You and Vilsi are the only two that have been born and bred here their whole life.
Oh, I was born somewhere else, but I was brought here. I moved here when I was like a year old. So.
Oh, okay. So, cool. So you're an LA guy, and of course. Being that you were born and bred here, you just wanted to ride against the establishment. And
sure.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So you formed the Resistance, and how did they find you? I've got to be honest, I never saw Flavor of Love. I never saw The Decline of Western Civilization Part 3, but I'm not that alone in it, because I saw Part 1, and Part 1, I was telling Jeremy, Part 1 was like filmed in like 1980.
Yeah.
They had Black Flag before Rollins, X, Fear, all those old school punk bands from LA. Mm-hmm. The second one was like 87, 88, where they had all the metal bands.
Oh, the metal bands, yeah.
Like, you know, they had Wasp and Poison and all those guys, and that's a riot. And then the third one, I guess, was more serious.
And it was more street-oriented bands. She wanted to really get bands that were in touch with what was going on the street.
Which is Penelope Spears, who directed all of those, who also directed Wayne's World and other Hollywood movies.
Yes.
And when you got the movie where you're like, well, geez, the other movies, the bands that were in those movies took off. Did you think that was going to happen with
this? Yeah, I kind of did. And especially because mine was the featured band. In the first one, Darby Crash from The Germs fries the eggs.
Right.
And it does the interview. The second one was Ozzy Osbourne fries the eggs and does the interview. Third one, I fried the egg and did the interview.
Wow.
And there's this tradition with that.
Right, so, you know, so Darby Crash is dead.
Yeah.
Ozzy's brain dead.
That's another thing is there's this curse that goes along with this trilogy. And it's happened in this decline that a lot of people fall off after that film.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it has to do with the lifestyles involved or if there's really a curse. But that's the way it happens.
So what happened? And you're right with the headphones?
Yeah. Okay. There it goes.
Okay. So you want Josie and Nappy to start talking sexy some more? We can have that.
Sure. I could join in. I was a phone sex operator for like 7 years. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
God. Oh, we got to hear it. We got to hear it.
A ton of stories.
Oh. Well, come on. I forgot about that.
Women call in.
No, was it women or men?
It was men mostly. Oh. It would be great when a woman would call, but.
Eyeball, let's hear your phone sex voice. Let's get a demonstration of that.
Let's see. Well, there was, I had a lot of callers, but I used
I'll
like to
I'll
do...
pretend, hello. Hi, hey. How are you, sir?
Hey, who's out there?
This is Rufus. How are you?
Hey, Rufus, what's going on?
I'm buttoning my pants. Would you like to see what I have inside?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
Well,
It has been years for me since I've done this.
I was going to say, the fact that I'm a little sharper as the caller is probably not a good sign. But, yeah. So, do you like anal play? I mean
hey, man, it was everything goes in that job.
But I'll bet, yeah. I mean, and it's funny because I know people that have done phone sex. I know people have done gay phone sex.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got an interesting group of friends, but... The thing is that you don't want them to ejaculate right away. You want the phone call to get going.
You make it last.
I'm ready to go.
I had all these tricks for that.
What's the trick for that?
I would tell them rather than to grip themselves, you know, to like, you know, trace the veins of your shaft with, you know, a circle around the head, you know, stretch the balls
Ladies, take those.
Whoa.
Stress the balls and flick them?
Yeah, sure, why not? Hey, you know, that it does make you come, right?
I've never stretched my balls and flicked, but...
you should try it.
Well, you know, later on tonight, who knows what's going to happen, but... my goodness, that's...
I think that's the name of my next album.
Stress the balls and flick.
It's like a drum skin, you know?
Right. Maybe yours is, I don't know. I think we've got the plot line for Decline of Western Civilization 4.
No, it was part of the... It was one of the many subjects I had to cover.
Right.
That, yeah.
No, I'd like to see it. I mean, I like to say, the first two were great.
Yeah.
And so what happened to the band? Like, they didn't really get the big push that you thought they would.
No, but I did enjoy a little bit of celebrity for a little while. I got to go to a lot of parties and...
And what around what year was this being filmed?
Oh, it was 97.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's about when punk was coming back. I mean,
yeah, sure.
And I mean, in some respects, I mean there were, you know, Rancid and, you know, the more real punk bands, and you had Blink-182 and kind of.
Are you saying his band wasn't a real punk band?
I don't know his band. I don't know if trust me, I look at him, that's real punk rock.
We were straight.
We were straight.
I was saying, but at that time there was a big punk resurgence. I could tell that. Yeah. I could tell him. I could look right at him, and he's real punk rock. Like when we had Lightning a couple weeks ago,
right?
And he was like 45. He told me he looked like 60. But he's a blues guy. But he's a blues guy. That's good.
You told him that. I couldn't believe.
Well, you look like. I mean, you look like you've lived a life. You look like you really.
Wow.
I mean, but you're a good-looking guy. Trust me. I can tell. When I saw the picture of you and you know, you had tattoos, I was like, okay, Josie, because I was going to have the magician to cheer up Josie because she's had a rough couple of weeks. And magic cheers her up, but also tattooed punk rock guys cheer up too. So I think it's cheering Nappy up a little bit too. But Nappy, I got a question for you. This is a personal thing. This is so all over the place. I didn't think this is going to be like this, and it's so much more fun. Why am I irresistible to black women? Why can't black women? There's three types of people that find me irresistible. I can't lose with them.
Okay.
Do you think he's irresistible?
Oh, well, I already know the answer. Because we love teddy bears, and you're just a big old teddy bear.
Because remember, I told you that you're like, you're just saying it. See, I've got some proof right here.
Teddy bear.
See, look at the look in her eyes. Look at the look in her eyes. That's a whole different look.
Different looks.
That's a different look.
Yeah,
that's a different look.
Because I've this is my luck. She's like, never.
Sometimes
already.
It is, and sometimes it isn't. You flirted with me on occasion, Josie. Stop it. When you feel when you
when
felt
she needs
soulful,
to get something.
When I needed something.
When you felt soulful.
I think Josie is a black woman deep down inside.
Well, yeah. Well, she got the ass for it. But anyway.
I can't even argue with that.
Honestly, I don't know how you fight. You fit in the elevator eyeball with these two fine, beautiful, luscious asses.
It was a sandwich.
Yeah, and then Jeremy was in there. Holy shit! That was
a tight ass.
Tight ass would squeeze.
It was like a double stuffed Oreo.
Yeah,
there you go.
I've heard of a manwich. This was an asswich. This was good. It was a more than it's not just a mouthful. It's a meal. But anyway, nappy tea. So you're. So what happened? I don't even know. So Flavor Love, so how many episodes were you on?
I don't even
back
know.
To Flavor Flav.
No, let me. Well, I got to get all the flavor because my sister watched the show, and I actually was down in San Diego and saw the whole family, and I asked her, you know, if there's any insight on you, and she didn't really remember you. Like, well, I'll Google her. I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, I lasted up to girl 7 on mine, and I kind of like cursed him out when I leave. You know, I mean, I had a
that's
few
not real
things,
sweetie of
but
you.
I know, because the whole thing is like, I'm very sweet, but if you piss me off, like, I get very evil. And
do you do the neck thing?
Yeah, definitely.
What about the hand?
At the age of... Oh, I got the hand. I'm from Jersey, honey.
Can you teach me the hand 101?
I can teach you the hand, the neck, of it.
So what's the rules?
So it's just like you have to express, you know, whatever you're feeling, it has to come out with the mouth. And plus, you know, I'm a rapper, so you know that hand just never stops. You know,
a lot of circles.
It goes places. I mean, if it's not out here, it's over here. If it's not over there, it's
But if I want to bitch someone out with a hand.
Oh, girl.
Like this. A swirl.
It just like, it just let it work. Like, I know you didn't.
I know you didn't.
And you better
I know you
like
didn't.
This. Oh, because it's like, you're like
Did
a
it
conductor.
Work?
It's like you're a conductor. You're like, just don't let me get high and low on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, I just do it.
Mark.
You're like my third grade teacher. That's not.
Yeah. Flow a little bit more. It's like a rhythm.
Yeah, you
got to
roll a little bit.
It's like a rhythm. Like roll.
Well, while we get to the rhythm, because we got some of your songs here, why don't we play one of the songs?
Are you going
to
twerk for us?
Twerk.
We're going to twerk. Okay, let's see. What song do we have coming up? How about Man Right There? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. That's my man right there.
That's my man
yeah,
right there.
This is a funny song.
Okay. Let's do Man Right There.
Man Right There is like, well, me and my sisters, when we used to drive down the street, we would see a car, be like, ooh, that's my car. That's my car. But now that we're older, we're like, ooh, that's my man. We don't even know him, but like, ooh, that's me right there. Ooh, yeah, that's me. I want him right there. And the guy doesn't even know you, but he's still your man.
Oh, one of those.
And then we go up behind him and we dance behind him and he doesn't even know that we're behind him. And we're like, ooh, this is me. This is me. It's a fun thing to do. You should try it down at Venice. It's always fun at Venice.
Josie's done that a few times. Yes, that's my man.
It.
That's my man right
that's
there.
That's my man right there.
All right. So if you want to, let's play that. And if you want to twerk, you can maybe do that in front of there. That'll get a good twerking view. Or you can twerk in front of me. Yeah.
Do it. Get up. Oh. Come on, girl.
Let me get into it a little bit.
Have you in the pulpit like a reverend? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. tie. You make me cry, cry. The way you roll it, pop it, pop it in your movies. Roll it, pop it, pop it in your movies. Be my play, play. Baby, die, rolling in your car. Smoking on a fan. What? From the USA, ay, ay, ay. How you doing? Coffee's brewing. If you wanna wake up to a girl with a big old butt, I heard you was having a rut. I got an 18 in my truck. We can play a game called Sit and Die. That Grey Goose got me feeling so loose.
Wanna ride in my caboose?
Dog, Grey Goose.
Dog, Mog, you so sexy. How you doing? You want to make a swirl?
A swirl?
I know how to make a swirl. Eyeball knows how to make a swirl.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a few swirls in his time. Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
I like that. That's fun.
Yeah, just try to have fun.
When does the album come out?
I'm going to go for October. I mean, I keep pushing it back a little bit because we're trying to shoot my video actually this Monday. They're supposed to finish up. So, you know, if we get that ready on Monday,
right,
then we can stick to that date. But you know how the business is. Oh, we're doing it here. Oh, we're doing it there.
Right, right. No, I understand. So how long have you been rapping? Did you rap before the Flavor of Love, or were you always rapping?
I did. I actually would place... I got signed to Capitol Records a long time ago, and then I also was signed to Germany and BMG in Germany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I used to live in the Arabella Hotel. It's so funny. It was amazing.
They flew you off from Jersey to the Arabella Hotel?
No, I was living in Atlanta, and then I came out here. That's how I got to California. Started at Capitol, and then I left Capitol and then went to BMG because that's what people do. Most people don't realize that once somebody's a big star, they've already hopped two or three labels. It's like about
these two know. They're in the record business. Okay. They know.
So I know everybody thinks it's like overnight, but usually you're hopping around until you find that thing that works for you. So
yeah, kids, there's very few overnight successes. It takes a lot of work and a lot. And trust me, we got four talented motherfuckers in this room.
Yeah.
And, it's going to happen for all of us, but trust me, it was hard-earned for every single one of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of twerking.
Yeah, you know, that was just a little right
twerking
there.
I used to be the booty shake, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Why'd they change the name?
Well, just because, I think in Jamaica when they do it, they roll their hips to it, like, a little bit more. Like, if I had my heels on, I would have, like, really twerked it. I just kind of shaked it.
Right.
Him. Yeah, it's okay because, you know, since they had it on the Today Show, I heard it's out.
They'll kill a dance quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the difference between twerking and popping? Because I remember Sin Festa was on our show, right. And she popped.
Yeah,
and I was very twerk-like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're very close. You know, very close. But like I said, it's a little hip thing that they do that has a little extra bounce in it. Ooh, my chair is having a really good time right now.
I want to be your chair.
It's like, sorry, pardon me.
That's a lucky chair.
Yeah, lucky
but, chair. But so you were rapping for before Flavor Love, and you were signed to a few labels.
Yeah, and then like I made the god awful mistake of doing America's Got Talent.
What happened there?
Well, you know, like I purposely was making a sound like a car skidding, and they're like, "Was that a cat or whatever?" But literally, they never show the part where I rap for real, and then they're like, because they cut it for TV. But then, of course, I got invited back for the grand finale.
Was this pre or post Flavor Love?
This was after it. I'd actually just left the hospital. There was like, they had just taken 16 tumors out of my body, and I still had stitches.
Yikes.
And, you know, love casting directors, but they're like, it's okay, come in anyway.
was this Pierce Morgan or Stern?
No, neither one of them. Just like it wasn't them. It was like, you know, the people that work for them.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh, come on in anyway and just try it and see what happens. So you're in a room with like 200 people and they're like, you know, hey, somebody's going to make it on TV and somebody isn't. So, you know, do what you're going to do. So.
Right. I've heard some real horror stories about America's Got Talent. Like it's, sometimes they put people on the show and sabotage them. And then, it's weird.
It happens. But you got to like... We're all powerful creators, and whatever you want to do and whoever you want to be, you know, I take everything with, like, it's my power and it's what I want to do. Right. You know, that's the lighter side of the dark side for me. It's like I can be whoever I want to be. So,
where did the nappy tea concept come from?
Well, to be honest with you, it's like I had a group called Assorted Chocolates, and it was women of all different ethnicities. And we were a lovely box of chocolates.
There was a white chocolate. There was a dark chocolate. There was a mocha.
Oh my God. I had this amazing girl. Like, I had this white girl. She could wrap her ass off. I'm sorry. She was amazing. Right. Asian girl, I had someone from everywhere, and I was trying
sweet and sour chocolate.
Yeah, it was sweet and sour chocolate. So it was crazy because, like, you're trying to deal with 12 periods, and one of my girls was a man that dressed like a woman.
Oh, boy. So, no,
it was a lot going on there.
That's the chocolate log right there. Chocolate covered sausage.
No, that was my goober. Isn't that chocolate covered nuts?
That's right. Yeah, Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. So, definitely.
So there are 12 people in the sort of chocolate?
Well, there was 11. There was never 12. We never did find that 12th person, but it was just crazy and a lot of work. And, you know, as great as it was and as amazing as I know that it could have been, it was just wearing me out. So, you know, I asked my niece to start a t-shirt company. My nieces and nephews, they could never say my name, so they used to call me TT.
Right, your name's Tamika?
Yeah, or? Or Tika. Everybody calls me Tika. So, so they call me TT. And then my niece, I was like, come up with a t-shirt line. I want you to start your own business. And that's where the name came from, Nappy Tea.
Ah.
So it was her t-shirt brand. So my logo is actually a picture of her in one of my wigs and shades because she just, you know, wanted to have her little style going on like mine. So
right,
that's where
you come
out
with Nappy TT. We can talk, but I'm assuming you're a Pam Grier fan.
Oh yeah, definitely. This reminds you of Pam Grier back in the day.
Pam Grier was hot. Pam Grier's probably still hot.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I wish I had that body. Oh God.
Oh yeah, no, it's just insane. Trust me, it was like
Yeah.
It was like even Josie Cat couldn't compare to that with the breasts.
No.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Amazing. So you figured you'd be the Pam Grier of the 21st century.
Hey, you know, I just figure I would be love. This is all love. It's just me having fun and giving. So.
And now that all the record labels just started coming under because everybody's downloading music. So what do you think the future for Nappy Tea is going to be with that?
Well, you know, I was making my money off of music by getting songs placed on TV shows and movies and stuff like that.
Right.
So I definitely keep going for that. But now the amazing thing is that I figured out that I could probably do this on my own.
Right.
You don't really need a record company. I mean, there's so many ways, like Indiegogo to like where people will help you raise the money to do what you want to do.
Right.
Facebook has advertisement. It's amazing how that works. And if you really, really want anything, people, you focus on that, you're going to get it. I just hate to tell you, it's really on you these days. It's really, I mean, I'm from Atlanta. I know a lot of people that hustled in the streets to get where they wanted to be and to sell as many as albums as they could. And
you were in Atlanta at the time Outkast was out.
I'm in Outkast's first video. Yeah,
what?
I'm in Outkast's very first video. I mean, you know, I've been in hip hop since I was young, like a little teeny tiny person.
Shorty.
I mean, I knew TLC and Left Eye and all of them, and I knew what's T.I.'s wife, Tiny, and them. It used to work in the same studio that they worked in. I mean, in Atlanta, they start you young.
I was going to say, being 24, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they take you in the hallway, and they're like, look, no girl in Atlanta's not going to know how to drop it. So you're a little shorty, and you know how to drop it in Atlanta. It's all about that boom, boom bass in Atlanta.
And so contrasting that, how did you get into the punk rock scene in L.A.? You're sort of talking about that. So you left off. You were a gay sex operator.
Well, yeah. But about 79, my sister was into punk, and she brings home these Ramones records and these Crass records.
Right.
And for the first time, I heard music that had substance to it, and had like more to do with than love and stuff like that. It had a political
horseshit.
I fell in love.
Disco and all that.
Yeah, there was a lot of crap on the radio in the 79. I fell in love with it, and I just kept getting more and more into it. And you know, then I went out to Hollywood and I was hanging out there on the streets and doing whatever. And then I was hanging out with these glam rockers, of all things. And I would go to the parties, and the glam rockers, all the cool glam rockers had their own punk. So I was hanging out with these guys, Gizmo and Guy. And they later on became my bandmates because we didn't have anybody else. Me and this other guy, Sean, didn't have anybody else who was my bass player, mm-hmm. didn't have anybody else to join the band. So we're like, well, my roommates are, you know, they're glam rockers and they dress like girls, but, you know, they're good musicians. And now I wouldn't do a project without those guys.
Right. Nice.
You know, but yeah, it started off, it had really rusty beginnings. And, you know, we were going to replace them, but they ended up being great musicians.
Okay.
In the long run. And really, you know, we were able to focus on what I was trying to get, and, you know, worked out really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still doing it, or you're?
We had a long hiatus for a while. Guitarist of ours who joined later, Ron McMurder, he passed away from a heart attack, and then
did you say McMurder?
Ron McMurder, yes.
That's a great fucking name.
Isn't that a great name? Rest in peace. He was a great guy. He was one of the most brilliant musicians and people I ever met. And but recently I came back from Oregon. I was out in Oregon for a while. I came back and I'm working with this guy, Spike Thompson, and he's starting Berserker Records, and we're going to sign on to that, and we're going to re-record everything and get back out there and start it up again.
And that'll be just probably in time for the Decline 3 re-release.
Hopefully.
And that'd be great.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe this is the time.
Maybe.
And you know, how did you meet Josie Cat, too? That's the other question.
Through Gizmo and Guy. She was hanging out with, who was it, what were your friends' names? I don't know.
Anne-Marie.
Yeah, and we called them the Titty Sisters.
Wonder how you came up with that name.
And, you know, and we were hanging out a lot. And
you know me, I always hang out with
I've never met your Titty Sisters. I've met some Titty Sisters, but I haven't met those Titty Sisters.
No.
Please,
there's always different ones.
Bring all your titty friends over to meet Dark Mark. I can't get enough of the titties. You know that.
I know. Every week I bring someone.
Yes.
Well you brought
Eyeball today. Eyeball's in good shape. You don't have any tits. I was looking at his Arnold Schwarzenegger California Taliban shirt. There's no tits there, except on Arnold. But
yeah.
But you bought the balls, Mark.
You didn't bring the balls.
Ball, at least one of them.
So how did Eyeball come? I mean, that may be the coolest punk rock name I've ever heard.
I was in San Francisco. I was, you know, just traveling around from place to place. And I was in a squad. It's an abandoned building that kids live in and you know, crash in, whatever.
Right.
And I sleep with one eye open. And this guy named Eirik comes up and he's talking to me, talking about, we're going to get beer, we're going to do this and that. And I was asleep the whole time and I kind of snored and he realized I was asleep and I kind of woke up, what's going on? What are you doing? And he's all, you were asleep? And so they couldn't remember my name, which is David, but they just started calling me that Eyeball guy.
Your last name's Skinner?
My last name is really Skinner, yeah.
Because that's pretty
popular. Eyeball Skinner,
too.
Yeah. So
Eyeball Skinner.
Yeah, I kind of went by that for a little while, but then Eyeball stuck, and
yes,
that's what they
as eyeballs tend to do.
Yes, yeah.
So sleeping with one eye open, I mean, does that help? I mean, are you conscious that you can see things?
Oh, man, I have to have it so dark in a room when I sleep, but yeah, I see things. I see it'll like people will walk by. I'll see them walk by in my dream. You know, it's kind of weird. I'll look at, like, say there's flyers on the wall.
Right.
I'll see those flyers. I'll read them, and I'll be at the show. In my dream. It's a really weird thing.
So you're still asleep?
Yeah.
When this happens?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Wow.
A lot of times I have to sleep.
That is a little cray-cray.
I was like, I want you to fall asleep right now and I'm going to shake my ass over there and I want to tell me what happens.
Trust me, that'll be a very lucid, vivid dream, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah.
But So Flavorless, so you were on for what, 7 episodes?
Like I said, I made it up to girl number 7. They started out with 25, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there a big confrontation or like there's a big sweetie moment?
Yeah, well, you know what? When I was 5 years old, I was bit by a rooster. My grandparents, the farmers still, I know it's funny.
A cock bit you?
Yeah, like a cock bit me. I was 5 years old and I was like, I still have the bite on my leg. And I was like, you're going to die and all of your children. So, you know, my grandmother pops his neck. I kill him. I cry. I'm like, from 5 years old, I'm a black woman and I've never eaten chicken again because I was so upset about it.
Wow.
And I told them the story. So they have us cook chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm literally scared of seeing a whole chicken like sitting there. And so I was sincerely crying and afraid because I'm afraid of whole chickens uncooked. They look like people to me and it was sad. And I'm sorry to say it's true. Like, if you want to scare me, like, bring home an uncooked chicken right. with the little legs.
What about the rubber chickens?
You know,
I'm sure the rubber chickens should freak you out.
There's got to be a name for that.
Like,
nuggets. Poultry-phobia?
Yeah, I think they're probably, poultry-phobia.
Poultry-geist.
And I think it was also because, like, there was an incubator in my room at my grandparents' house, and I would see them being born, too. Oh. So the fact that I had one, like, killed and ate them, and then I'd see them being born, like, I can't do it.
What about turkey?
Turkey, I'm okay with, like, at Thanksgiving, like, I'm okay with it. Like, I don't ever have to cook it and see it raw. I don't want to see it raw. I can, like, once it's cooked, I'm kind of okay with it, but the chicken, for some reason, I can't do it. I think it's, you know, definitely a mind thing, so.
What happens when you pass by a KFC?
thing is rolling, like, I have to look the other way. I can't do it. It's like.
El Pollo Loco, you see all those.
That thing freaks me out. It's like cockroaches are rolling to me.
Wow.
It's like, oh, my skin crawls. I'm like, get me out of here.
Well, they're killing your enemy, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I can't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my night, like, kind of like, you know, when I left, like, a lot of people don't know, like, he asked me, like, to win the show and to go off with him because he and I actually have a lot in common, you know? I was the only person on the show that would rap and, mm-hmm. like, you know, we just had a lot to talk about. I mean, you know, Flavor's definitely an older gentleman, and some of those girls are like 18, you know, they were younger. They were way younger than him. So, you know, in that, and then also, I don't think a lot of people know, but that Flavor wanted to be a preacher. He wanted to change and become like a minister, and, you know.
At that time, or?
Yeah, at that time. I'm not sure now with all the legal stuff that's going on, but yeah, definitely. He has like a heart for a ministry, and so I coming from two ordained ministers.
He also did a fried chicken. He had the chain of fried chicken stores.
Yeah, that didn't go out so well.
He did. No, it was FFC, yes. Flavor Flyer Fried Chicken.
That's awesome.
It didn't do well. I don't think so.
Is he trying the recipe on you, and that's why it didn't work out?
He probably tried my recipe, but he said my chicken really wasn't that bad. He's like, I cooked it a little bit more.
That's what it was. Like, all contestants had to cook them chicken?
Yes. You know, one of the girls, she microwaved hers, put marshmallows on it.
Let's be honest.
Marshmallows.
That might be the most racist thing I've ever heard in my life, but every woman had to cook them chicken?
Every woman had to cook them chicken.
Wow.
We all. It was a chicken contest. So, yeah. Yeah, and I just cried.
I'm glad you didn't get to the watermelon round. I mean, what the fuck kind of thing is that?
Yeah, no.
What, the finals chitlins? I mean, what kind of show is this? Everyone had to cook a chicken, so you were afraid to cook a chicken.
Yes. I mean, I won the first date with him because, like, he took us to an old folks' home, and, like, I was just... I was so good with all the old folks. Like, this one lady, she was like, can you help me put my teeth in? And everybody was freaking out. Me, I walk up to her, put the teeth in. Like, I love people, so it was really easy for me there. I helped the woman put her teeth in. I helped another, you know, lady make a bracelet. I was like, you know, I'm all good in the hood. Young, old, bring them on.
Change the pens, any of that?
Yeah. No one had that problem, but, you know, if that's,
well,
you know.
Actually, it's kind of late in the show. Josie might later on, but you were,
Yeah. If you need your diaper change, I'm here for you. Yeah.
That's how Josie does it. So they had a chicken contest, and you were freaked out about cooking the chicken.
Yes. And then, so kind of like after that round is when, well, I think it's because I wouldn't make out with him, but that's when he wanted me sent home because I refused to, like, kiss him. But, like you said, to me, when he took the gold teeth out, his teeth were still the same color, and it scared me.
They are.
Like, right? So I'm not even being funny. Like, love him to death, but that was like, uh-uh. He goes, so how long does a guy have to wait to kiss you? And I was like, 3 weeks, because I knew the show would be over in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And he's like, I gotta wait 3 weeks? So I think he got frustrated because I didn't want to kiss him and make out. And I know these girls were like, you know, getting it in, you know, getting their kisses in, and I wasn't there.
Right, yeah. Welcome to the Terradome. It's a classic. Oral hygiene, not his specialty. But, so you agree with the bad breath assessment?
Well, I don't want to say that. I just want to say, like, that if you're wearing gold teeth and you take them out and your teeth are still gold, I'm good.
Yeah, you don't really need the gold teeth.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I can't tell.
By the way, Josie, did you show her your bling?
Ooh.
Oh, nice. She's got a little solid.
I have diamond bling on my teeth.
Yeah, I like that. That's sexy. But it's not gold.
No.
Well, it's sexy when it's on one tooth and the other teeth are white. Uh-huh. That's when it's sexy.
Yeah, it's sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the teeth are actually more yellow than the gold teeth. It's really weird. It's a brighter shade of yellow.
Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's like corn on the cob. It's not good.
Like a horse.
I love Flavor Flav. I would love that. Flavor, if you're listening, if you're watching, please come on the show.
We'd love you, Flav.
And let me ask you another question, because I know nothing about the only thing I know about the show. I mean, I know the show like second. I remember it was on. Everybody's watching it. What was the deal with New York? I didn't get what was so great about her. I remember seeing her in interviews. I'm like, she's not that attractive. She's not that interesting.
And she actually has a new show coming up now, too. It's running on one of my friends' network. What is it called? Ratchet. She takes girls from Ratchet to Beauty Queens or something like that.
You might have to define Ratchet for us. I know what you mean by Ratchet. Define Ratchet for our white audience, please.
Just like a super ghetto hot mess. Yeah. It's like a girl who just does not have it together. Like, girl, you need to stop.
They got the swap meet look, and then you kind of make her into the whole thing. Because you're on the whitest show ever. You realize that. But you're with three of the weirdest fucking white people you've ever seen in your life. So it's good. So when you say ratchet, you might have to define some things for the Skid Row Studios audience.
Sorry, people. I just thought it was a common word right now.
It is a common word.
I got it. Ratchet. Yeah.
I know.
Ratchet.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we all know it.
I literally was in the store and me and my niece are talking, and we say ratchet, and the mother goes, "Excuse me, I hear my daughter say that all the time. Can you tell me what it means? Because they laugh at me." And then we try to explain. She's like, "Oh, so now next time they say it, I'll know." I was like, "Yeah, it's just... you know, it's out of control."
It's a hood rat.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, definitely a hood rat.
Educating people at the mall and on the Dark Mark show.
Yeah.
So then, were there girls? Now, Flavor Flav named everybody. Is that correct? That's how you got Sweetie?
Yes, that's how I got Sweetie. Because, like I said, I'm generally a very nice person. Just don't mess with my family and don't mess with me. Because then, like, the nice girl goes out the door. And I don't know if that's because I'm a Capricorn or whatever, or just because I'm from Jersey.
Eyeballs that because she's from a Capricorn? I think it's a Jersey thing.
Is it Jersey, Atlanta? I mean, I call myself the New Jersey-born Dirty South girl, because I'm definitely, I can talk like this, or I can become super Southern. I'm like...
So where in Jersey are you from?
Cherry Hill, like right next to Philly. So
yeah, I know where that is. Yeah. So. And then you moved to Hotlanta when?
I think I was in Atlanta.
The ATL? Well,
definitely before I was 8, because that's when I got hit by a car there when I was 8. So probably about 7, no, because the rooster right after that. So about 6 or 7.
The
rooster.
Yeah, all the tragedies of your life, basically, Mark, everything.
They're like all there. Like, yeah,
it's the rooster, the car accident, the Dark Mark show. I understand. But so you're really more of an Atlanta. That's more of a Chocolate City attitude than a Jersey attitude.
It depends on what day you catch me. It just seriously, like, I just go back and forth to me. Like, when I'm rapping to me, I'm definitely in touch with both. Like,
and how long have you been in LA?
A hot minute. Because I don't, you know, you don't need to know that I'm more than 24, but I'm somewhere there. So, but I've definitely, I got that Cali girl too, where... Wherever I go, I embrace it.
No, there's a little Valley girl in there, and you live in the Valley.
Yeah, I live in the Valley. Oh my God, the drive over here.
Oh, we know. We all came from the Valley.
When you were researching, did you see me do my Valley girl rap on the Tom Joyner show? Oh, that's hilarious.
I didn't see that. I'm going to have to check that out.
Give us a sample.
Well, me and Jay Anthony Brown are like... Jay Anthony Brown was like, ooh, like talking about me being a Valley girl. And he's like, what school do you go to? And I call him R. Kelly. I was like, okay, stop it, R. Kelly. Trying to mess with the little Valley girl. But that song was, what song did I do on that show?
Can you freestyle some Valley girl rap?
Oh, God, I wish, because it was called I Love My Thug. And it's like, I love my thug. It's, here, I guess I could do a little bit of it. I love love his bald head with his gold teeth. Got his hat to the back in his Cadillac. Don't be afraid when he pull up in the Escalade with a 20% tint. A little freaky like Larry Flint. He done bent me over. Massaging my head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Like Michael Jackson, he beat it. Like Janet got control. He got me on the soul train. Ooh, Lord, forgive me how to use your name in vain. Oh, God, please, all the way. Okay.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. People tend to shortchange rappers sometimes, and there are some sucky fucking rappers. But you have skills.
Thank you.
And it's not easy to do that. I've tried to rap myself, and it's not. It is a skill.
Oh, and definitely. Style. Mm-hmm. I like your style.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I mean, you know, but. It's punk rock. It takes some skill too. There's no question about it. You're gonna have the attitude.
Screaming in harmony.
Well, I haven't heard you guys mention, like, I only know one punk rock person, so I'm like, is he really not a punk rock person? Because you guys haven't mentioned him. Is that Jonesy from the Sex Pistols? Like, are they really punk rock?
No, that's the guy. That's the man.
Yeah, okay, because I was like, yeah, I've been friends with him for a long time, but you guys haven't said anything about them. So I was like, you know how sometimes you think you're cool on a subject, but you're not?
No, he's the real deal.
Yeah. Okay, great.
No, he's the real deal.
Okay.
When you see like, Good Charlotte, that's not the real deal. Yeah. Jonesy, that's the real deal.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was like, I hope so, because I'm like.
But I mean, look at you name dropping Jonesy, Tom Joyner. Oh my God, you've been on some prestigious shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, like,
what are you doing here?
Thanks, Jonesy. <Yeah. laughs>
Because Dark Mark is the next. You know what I mean? Once I hit your show, then boom.
That's
there
it.
You go.
I got the magic. So yeah, Jonesy was nothing. Tom Joyner was nothing.
Well, Jonesy was just like a friend of mine, so. Right. You know, but definitely.
How did you meet Jonesy? Jonesy, by the way, for people who don't know, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols.
To be honest with you, like, this is hilarious. Like I told you guys, I work at a restaurant. I meet people all the time, and I'm nice to everyone and don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. So one day, like, I've known knew these guys for like maybe 3 years, never realized that, you know, who these people were. So one day they walk in the door and they're like, hey, Tika. And they like hug me, and someone's sitting on the other side of the restaurant, and the woman starts waving me down. Come here, come here. And I'm like, yes, yes, what's going on? She goes, do you know who just hugged you? And I was like, John? She goes, not John. She goes, that's John from Duran Duran. I was like, not to me.
John Taylor.
So, I mean, like, literally, like, I knew so many celebrities and didn't even know it. I'd be sitting at home and see them on TV and was like, oh, my God, I know that person. That, you know, I know what they eat or whatever. Like, and I just thought people were people, you know, when you're Southern and, you know, you grow up in a big, huge family like mine's. I mean, one of my grandfather's brothers has like 22 kids. Supposedly my grandfather had like 30. So I'm from a big family. You just treat people like people. So I went on a lot of famous people and just didn't even realize it. That's how I met Jonesy, you know.
Jonesy's a horny motherfucker. I thought he was hitting on you. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, you know, he thinks I got a cute booty too.
and he's seen quite a few.
Yes, yes.
Now, since you have a punk rock story I wasn't anticipating, do you have a hip hop story for us, Eyeball, and maybe
besides
came across
your
some
Flavor
rapper
Flav
that,
one?
Well, yeah, the Flavor Flav one's probably about it.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I where does the time go? I could this group. This is
Already.
Great. We could talk forever. And you guys were late, and we're pushing it late, but we're just about out of time. And I don't know if you guys were told, but at the end of the show, we have a spank train where we chase each other around the table and spank each other. And we're going to do that to your other song. What is the other song that we have?
Like Lollipop?
I think...
Oh, Shorty. Oh, I love Shorty.
Okay, so we're gonna chase each other around.
It's about you?
Yeah.
Basically, what's going to happen is you spank me, and then Eyeball's going to spank you, and Josie's going to spank Eyeball, and then we're going to turn around and do it the other way, if that's okay.
Do we run while we're doing this?
We don't have to run.
Okay, no, we can do it. We can do it up against the wall here. So.
Okay, this is awesome.
Prison style.
We'll do it prison style. You know a lot about that, Josie. But before we go... you've been delighted, Nappy. You got to come back. We love you.
You could come back next week. I'm not going to be here.
Well, I
get to be the co-host.
You want to be the co-host next week? I'll have to be the co-host next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, all right. Nappy, she's the co-host next week.
I think if
you got it.
What's next Thursday? Are we all in October for next Thursday?
October
4th.
4th.
Yeah, I think I have to be.
If you're available, if not, I've got. Yeah, yeah. There's a whole line of women that want to be the co-host.
Oh, I know they do, boo.
Oh, yes, mm, they do.
They better stay off my teddy bear.
That's right. So, Nappy, if people want to get a hold of you,
I think you'll be here next week.
Okay. you have an open invitation, both of you. Eyeball to you, been great. Nappy, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, where do they get a hold of you?
Definitely hit me up on my Facebook page. Also, you can go to nappyt.com and reach me as well. And I'm also on Twitter, nappyt. So definitely, if you hit in nappyt, you should see me and find me. Or if you want to email me, it's nappytt@yahoo.com.
Right. And that's nappytee.
TEE.com.
All right. Uh-huh. And Eyeball, if people want to get a hold of you.
David Eyeball Skinner on Facebook or imonster99@yahoo.com.
And do either of you have any gigs coming up?
Not right now. We're just kind of getting everything back together.
Yeah. We'll let our dark minions know.
Okay. I'll send photos. Like I said, we're shooting me on Monday for my song Lollipop.
And what might that be about?
Well, it just says...
He's all excited.
Well, the hook says, lolly, lick the lolly, lick the lollipop. I'll just leave it at that.
Wow. Josie, I know you can relate to that. What do you got going on? How can people get a hold of you?
Just Google me, Josie, Josi, Cat, K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter and all the other stuff.
And there's Josi, K-A-T. There's a few other Josie Cats, but there's only one. When you see
now
the picture,
there is. It's so weird.
What? Oh, there's tons of them. I one of Josie Cats gets sent to spam on Twitter.
Yeah. So bizarre.
Anyway, so... This has been a great show. I love it. Punk meets funk meets hip hop meets goth meets crazy fucking insane people.
I love
meets
it.
Mohawks meets
afros.
darkmarkshow@gmail.com if you'd like to send us anything. And I love being at Skid Row Studios. And we're gonna play Shorty and we're gonna spank each other. Have a wonderfully creepy week.
Good night. Good night. Bye.
In the A, but I live in Cali. If I'm up in your club, I'm in VIP. Standing in your line, shawty, you don't know me. I can buy this bar, but I'm drinking for free. Cause I wear short shorts and a halter top. All the chicken heads be like, ooh, she need to stop. I just go and brush my shoulders off and let them chickens bark. Bark, bark. Girl, they just hating cause they love me on the block. All the hood rats in the back talking smack. I got my shit together, I ain't worried about that. Cause I'm the kind of girl that can bring home the bag. Meet me at the mall, boo, I'ma upgrade. You get on my nerves, dude, I'ma have to fade.